The following is a morning class on Srila Prabhupada, given by His Holiness Srila Satsarupa Das Goswami on April 23, 1994, at New Rajmundal, Spain.
Yadunandan Prabhu informed me that every Saturday you have a class about Srila Prabhupada in honor of the approaching centennial of Prabhupada.
Me han informado que todos los sábados hay una clase sobre Srila Prabhupada para preparar el centenario de Srila Prabhupada.
We can use the centennial as an excuse for what we will do anyway and spontaneously.
Podemos usar el centenario como una excusa para hacer lo que vamos a hacer espontáneamente, de todos modos.
One time, Prabhupada was visiting in Bombay, and one of the life members approached him and asked him to please stay in Bombay to celebrate Janmashtami Day.
En una ocasión, Srila Prabhupada estaba visitando Bombay, y uno de los miembros vitalicios se dirigió a Srila Prabhupada y le dijo, por favor, ¿qué desea celebrar el Janmashtami aquí en Bombay?
Prabhupada laughed and he said, you celebrate.
Prabhupada se rió y le dijo, tú celébralo.
I am observing Janmashtami every moment.
Yo estoy celebrando el Janmashtami a cada momento.
He said, Krishna is constantly appearing at every moment in his different pastimes and different universes.
Krishna está apareciendo en cada momento en sus diferentes pasatiempos en diferentes universos.
So many of the events we observe on the Vaishnava calendar are like that.
Muchos de los eventos que observamos en el calendario Vaishnava son así.
Those persons who are not so serious about Krishna consciousness at least will be reminded at different times.
Las personas que no son tan serias en conciencia de Krishna, por lo menos, se acordarán de Krishna en esos momentos.
That this is the time Lord Krishna appeared, this is the time Lord Rama appeared.
Este fue el tiempo en que apareció Krishna, en cada tiempo apareció Rama.
And sometimes special rewards are offered if you observe these holidays.
Y se ofrecen recompensas especiales si celebras, si observas estas celebraciones.
If during the Kartik time every evening you light a ghee lamp, you will get a certain benefit.
Si durante el mes de Kartik todas las tardes ofreces una lamparita de ghee, recibirás un beneficio determinado.
And some of these benefits are material benefits and some are spiritual benefits.
Algunos de estos beneficios son materiales y otros son espirituales.
Prabhupada compared this to the special sales that are sometimes offered by big stores.
Srila Prabhupada comparó esto en alguna ocasión a ofertas especiales que dan los grandes almacenes.
Maybe like after Christmas, to stimulate sales, they may have a 30-day sale, all prices reduced 50%.
Es como después de Navidades vienen las rebajas de enero y todo se descuenta 50%.
So people who would not ordinarily go, they take advantage of this special opportunity.
La gente que comúnmente no va en esas ocasiones sí se aprovecha y va a comprar.
But there are regular customers. They go anyway, all to this store, whether there's a special sale or not.
Pero los clientes regulares van haya oferta o no haya.
They can take advantage of this special sale, or they will go anyway.
Aprovechan la oferta especial o van de todos modos.
So we will glorify and talk about Srila Prabhupada in 1994, 1995, 1996 and 1997.
Y nosotros vamos a hablar y glorificar a Srila Prabhupada en 1994, en el 95, en el 96 y en el 97.
So I'm going to read some excerpts from some letters Prabhupada wrote.
Voy a leer algunas partes de cartas que escribió Srila Prabhupada.
As you know, Prabhupada began this Hare Krishna movement, ISKCON, in New York City in 1966.
Como sabéis, Srila Prabhupada fundó esta asociación para la conciencia de Krishna ISKCON en Nueva York en 1966.
He says that it was, he describes that he went to Tompkins Square Park, a park in New York City, and was sitting there playing on a small drum.
Él describe que fue al parque Tompkins Square en Nueva York y se sentó a cantar con un tamborcito.
He would chant for 3 hours, and gradually some young men and women, first of all, many people came just to sing, but gradually some became interested to become disciples.
Él solía cantar durante 3 horas y la gente se reunía y gradualmente algunos muchachos y muchachas se acercaron para volverse sus discípulos.
So that was Prabhupada's first family there of the devotees, about a dozen or more devotees who became initiated in those first 6 months that he stayed in New York City.
Esa fue la primera familia de Prabhupada, que fue más o menos una docena de devotos que fueron iniciados en esos primeros días en New York.
At that time, Prabhupada was the only devotee. Everyone else was just trying to become devotee.
En ese entonces, Srila Prabhupada era el único devoto y todos los demás estaban tratando de volverse devotos.
So he was everything. He was the Sankirtan leader, the lecturer, the temple president.
Él era todo. Él era el líder de Sankirtan, el orador que daba las clases, el presidente de templo.
The Sankirtan singer. Kirtan singer, a madrunga player, cook.
El que dirigía los kirtans, el que tocaba la mandanga, el que cocinaba.
So we saw that Krishna consciousness is simply resides in the Swami, and everything else is Maya.
Nosotros veíamos que la conciencia de Krishna reside únicamente en el Swami y todo lo demás es Maya.
And we felt very fortunate to take shelter in such a dear friend and father, a guru.
Y nos sentimos muy afortunados de tomar refugio en un amigo tan querido, padre y guru.
Actually, when I told my material mother and father that I had this met this wonderful Swami and wanted to become his disciple, they were very disturbed.
Cuando les dije a mi padre y madre materiales que había encontrado este Swami y quería hacerme su discípulo, se perturbaron mucho.
And they told me that if you stay with him, then we will have nothing to do with you.
Y me dijeron, si te vas con él, entonces no queremos saber nada de ti.
So I went to Srila Prabhupada, I was upset, and I told him this.
Yo estaba molesto y me dirigí a Srila Prabhupada y le comenté esto.
And he didn't say hardly anything.
Él prácticamente no dijo nada.
But he smiled with his eyes. Eyes, yeah.
Sonrió con sus ojos.
And let me know that he was actually my real father. So when Srila Prabhupada then informed us that he was going to leave New York City to go open another center, we were all shocked.
Cuando Srila Prabhupada nos informó que iba a marcharse de Nueva York para abrir otro centro, estábamos todos conmocionados.
Maybe we thought of him like a father of a family, and there's no question that the father says, "Now I'm going to start another family, and leave you this family."
Quizás pensábamos en él como el padre de la familia, y no hay cuestión de que el padre diga, bueno, ahora voy a dejar esta familia y voy a otra ciudad a crear otra familia.
So some of us tried to advise him that it did not sound like a good idea that he go to San Francisco and open another center.
Y algunos de nosotros tratamos de aconsejarle, diciéndole que no parece muy buena idea que se vaya a San Francisco a abrir otro centro.
But Prabhupada was determined to go and said that we could also maintain this center by doing what he had taught.
Pero Prabhupada estaba determinado a ir y dijo que podíamos mantener este centro haciendo lo que él nos había enseñado.
And what had he taught us? He taught us to come together every morning and chant kirtan and read from his book.
¿Y qué nos había enseñado? Nos había enseñado a reunirnos todas las mañanas y a tener kirtan y leer de sus libros.
And 3 nights a week do this for the public in the temple.
Y tres noches a la semana a hacer esto en el templo para el público.
To have a Sunday feast, to go into the park and chant.
Que tuviéramos una
to write and publish a Bhakti Godhead magazine and distribute it.
Que escribiéramos y publicáramos la revista de Vuelta al Supremo y que la distribuyéramos.
And whatever you do, offer it as devotional service to Krishna.
Y que todo lo que hagáis, ofrecerlo como un servicio devocional a Krishna.
And of course he taught us to chant 16 rounds every day on our beads.
Y por supuesto nos enseñó a cantar 16 rondas de plata todos los días en las cuentas.
And think of ways to establish Krishna consciousness movement so that more people would take to it.
Y a pensar en maneras de establecer este movimiento de conciencia de Krishna para que más gente pudiera recibirlo.
We knew these things, but we did not think that we could do them without his actual physical presence.
Nosotros conocíamos estas cosas, pero no pensábamos que podíamos llevarlo a cabo sin su presencia física.
So, and now I'm going to read from the first letter that he wrote to us in New York when he went to San Francisco.
Y ahora voy a leer la primera carta que nos escribió en Nueva York cuando se fue a San Francisco.
He addresses it to my dear Brahmananda, Hayagriva, Kirtananda, Satsvarupa, Gargamuni, Achyutananda, Jodarani, all these names.
La dirige a todos estos nombres. Mis queridos Brahmananda, Hayagriva, Kirtananda, Satsvarup, Gargamuni, Achyutananda, Jadurani.
Please accept my greetings and blessings of our Guru Gauranga.
Por favor, aceptad mis saludos y bendiciones de Guru Gauranga.
Giridhari Gandharvika.
Giridhari Gandharvika.
That's the name for Radha Krishna.
Es un nombre para Radha Krishna.
You have already got the news of our safe arrival here and good reception by the devotees here.
Ya habéis recibido las noticias de nuestra llegada a salvo aquí y la buena recepción de los devotos aquí.
Jai. Jai Radha Govinda Chandra. I think this may have been the first time that Srila Prabhupada flew in an airplane when he went from New York to San Francisco.
Creo que esta era la primera vez que Srila Prabhupada iba en avión desde Nueva York a San Francisco.
One reason we can say that is when he went to San Francisco, he was telling the devotees about the airplane experience.
Una razón por la que deducimos esto es porque cuando llegó a San Francisco, les habló a los devotos de la experiencia que había tenido en el avión.
And he said, from in the airplane, The houses looked like little matchsticks.
Desde el avión las casas parecen cajas de cerillas.
Mr. Allen Ginsberg and about 50 or 60 others received us at the airport.
El señor Allen Ginsberg y unos 50 o 60 personas más nos recibieron en el aeropuerto.
And then he tells how two newspaper reporters came and interviewed him.
Y luego explica cómo dos periodistas llegaron y hicieron una entrevista.
And he sent us the news clipping and said we should make 1,000 copies of it at the printer.
Y nos envió los artículos de los periódicos y nos dijo que hiciéramos 1,000 copias y lo que imprimiéramos.
So then he wrote, I understand that you are feeling my absence.
Él escribió, entiendo que sentís mi ausencia.
Krishna will give you strength.
Krishna os dará fuerza.
Physical presence is immaterial.
La presencia física es inmaterial.
Presence of the transcendental sound received from the spiritual master should be the guidance of life.
La presencia del sonido trascendental que se recibe del maestro espiritual debe ser la guía de la vida.
That will make our spiritual life successful.
Eso hará que nuestra vida espiritual sea un éxito.
If you feel very strongly about my absence,
si sentís muy fuertemente sobre mi ausencia,
you may place my pictures on my sitting places and this will be source of inspiration for you.
Podéis colocar mis fotografías en los lugares donde me suelo sentar y esto será una fuente de inspiración para vosotros.
So in this paragraph, Prabhupada is teaching us the principle of service and separation.
Este párrafo, Srila Prabhupada, nos está enseñando el principio de servicio en separación.
We may have heard him speak it in a lecture, but now we had to actually apply it.
Puede que le hayamos oído hablar en una clase, pero ahora tenemos que ponerlo en práctica.
And this principle is now being applied in ISKCON by all the followers of Srila Prabhupada.
Y su principio está siendo aplicado ahora en ISKCON por todos los seguidores.
Sometimes devotees express their regret that I wish I had met Prabhupada. I feel that I missed a great deal.
A veces los devotos expresan su sentimiento diciendo que me hubiera gustado encontrarme con Prabhupada. Me he perdido algo muy importante.
So in New York City in 1966 we were saying that we did meet Prabhupada and now we feel we are missing his presence.
En Nueva York en 1966 creíamos que nos habíamos encontrado con Srila Prabhupada y ahora echábamos a faltar su presencia.
So he understood that we were disturbed. He was not insensitive.
Él entendía que estábamos perturbados. Él no era insensible.
But he saw that we were lacking the real knowledge of service.
Pero vio que carecíamos del conocimiento verdadero del servicio.
You should not think that the spiritual master is not there just because physically he has gone to another place.
No debéis pensar que el maestro espiritual no está ahí porque físicamente se haya ido a otro lugar.
That presence, that physical presence, is meant to be a temporary thing.
Esa presencia física es temporal.
And the other is permanent.
Y la otra presencia es permanente.
Which he calls here transcendental sound.
Lo que él llama aquí sonido trascendental.
It means the teachings that you have heard from him.
Se refiere a las enseñanzas que habéis recibido de él.
So it is a mystery, certainly to material understanding.
Ciertamente es un misterio para el entendimiento material.
But by understanding the absolute nature of Krishna or the spiritual master.
Pero al entender la naturaleza absoluta de Krishna o del maestro espiritual,
we understand that anything connected with him is as good as any other thing about him.
Entendemos que cualquier cosa conectada con él es tan bueno como cualquier otra cosa de él.
So his instruction is as good as his physical presence.
Así que su instrucción es tan buena como su presencia física.
And also, for example, Lord Krishna's presence in his words of Bhagavad Gita is as good as if Krishna was with you personally, face to face.
Y también, por ejemplo, las palabras de Krishna en la Bhagavad Gita son tan buenas como si Krishna estuviera presente ante los ojos cara a cara.
And the important thing is that you have a desire for loving relationship, loving service.
Y lo importante es que tengas un deseo de tener una relación amorosa, un servicio amoroso.
So if the beloved person, in this case Guru and Krishna, is not physically present,
si la persona amada, en este caso Guru y Krishna, no está físicamente presente,
but the devotee is feeling that you can call it pain of separation.
Pero el devoto siente ese dolor de la separación.
And he wishes to be with Guru and Krishna.
Y desea estar con Guru y Krishna.
Then just by that yearning, he's actually with him.
Simplemente por ese anhelo, ya se encuentra con él.
It is a different mood than when you are physically with him.
Es un sentimiento diferente de cuando estás físicamente con él.
But it is not less intense presence.
Pero no es una presencia que sea menos intensa.
Rather, if it is analyzed, it is more intense than union.
Sino que si lo analizamos, es más intenso que la unión.
And also, fortunately, we have so many ways of meditating in separation.
Y también afortunadamente tenemos muchas formas de meditar en separación.
Here Prabhupada refers to that you can put my picture in my sitting place.
Aquí Prabhupada menciona que podéis colocar mi fotografía en mi asiento.
We thought that was a very good idea that he gave, but unfortunately we had no photo.
Pensamos que era una idea muy buena, pero desafortunadamente no teníamos ninguna foto.
He had been living with us for over 6 months and nobody thought to take a photo, or nobody could afford to have a camera either.
Habíamos estado viviendo con él más de 6 meses, pero nadie se había ocurrido hacer una foto y tampoco nadie tenía dinero para comprar una cámara.
And neither would we have had any taped lectures, except that Prabhupada himself recorded them with his own tape recorder.
Y no teníamos grabadas ninguna clase de Prabhupada, excepto las que el señor Prabhupada había grabado con su cassette.
Now, when some person gives a lecture, the devotees, they set up the tape recorder to record him.
Ahora, cuando alguien da una clase, los devotos ponen el cassette para grabarlo.
Although I'm just a tiny person trying to follow Prabhupada, now there are 6 more tape recorders. I'm being honored in this way.
Aunque yo soy una persona diminuta tratando de honrar a Srila Prabhupada, hay 6 o más cassettes y de esta manera me están honrando.
But when Prabhupada spoke in those days, nobody recorded.
Pero cuando Prabhupada hablaba en esos días, nadie lo grababa.
Who has a tape recorder? Nobody has a tape recorder.
No tiene un cassette. Nadie tenía cassette.
But he did. So he would start the lecture and he would turn on the tape recorder. In those days they didn't have cassettes. It was a big tape recorder with going reel to reel. So that was another aspect of hearing and watching Prabhupada lecture.
Ese era otro aspecto de escuchar y de ver la clase de Prabhupada.
You would see him there and then see his tape recorder going.
Lo veíais ahí y al lado el magnetofón ahí dando vueltas.
One guest even criticized. He said, "That Swami, he has an expensive tape recorder. How? That's not spiritual."
Un invitado incluso le criticó. Este Swami tiene un magnetofón tan caro. Eso no es espiritual.
Of course, the tape recorder had been donated to him. He didn't.
Por supuesto, el magnetofono le había sido regalado.
But now we feel so fortunate that he took the care to do that.
Pero ahora nos sentimos muy afortunados de que él se preocupó de hacer eso.
That particular period, there's about 60 recorded lectures from 1966 that he did with his own hand.
En ese periodo particular hay unas 60 clases
And they're also well recorded, better than many recordings were done later by his disciples. So now this kind of retrieval process has become very sophisticated by modern technology. This process of retrieving. Yeah, has become sophisticated due to modern technology.
Ese proceso de recuperación se ha vuelto muy sofisticado debido a la tecnología moderna.
It's one of the good things about advanced technology.
Es una de las cosas buenas del avance de la tecnología.
That you can have videos of Prabhupada, t-shirts of Prabhupada.
Que podéis tener videos de Prabhupada o camisetas de Prabhupada.
And we have artists who do such nice murtis of Prabhupada.
Y tenemos artistas que
sometimes in Krishna Balaram Mandir in Vrindavan, the villagers come and they see the murti. And they ask one of the devotees, when is the Swami going to speak? Does he always sit like that in meditation? So, if we are pure and we are wanting to be with Prabhupada, there's no obstacle.
Si somos puros y queremos estar con Prabhupada, no hay obstáculo.
Any questions about separation?
¿Alguna pregunta sobre la separación?
I look at another letter. This is just one line, a PS at the end of a letter to Brahmananda.
Voy a leer otra carta, es simplemente una postdata que escribe al final de la carta a Brahmananda.
It's mostly a letter, a business letter.
Es más una carta de negocios.
Telling Brahmananda how to distribute different musical instruments that have arrived from India.
Explicándole a Brahmananda cómo distribuir varios instrumentos musicales que habían llegado de India.
Then at the end he says, yesterday I have sent 3 tapes, ask Satsvarupa to do the needful.
Y al final añade, ayer envié 3 cintas, pídele a Satsvarupa que haga lo necesario.
I can remember this letter when it was read in the temple room.
Puedo recordar esta carta cuando fue leída en la sala del templo.
When anybody got a letter, everyone gathered around and everyone wanted to hear it.
Cuando cualquiera de los devotos recibía una carta, todos se reunían y la querían escuchar.
These tapes referred to the dictaphone recordings that Prabhupada made of his, the books that he was dictating.
Y estas cintas se refieren a las cintas del dictáfono que él estaba de sus.
Prabhupada began his writing career when he was a householder in India, writing with pen.
Prabhupada empezó a escribir en India cuando era casado, escribiendo a mano.
Then later he got a small manual typewriter and used that.
Más tarde tenía una máquina de escribir manual y la usaba.
And after about a year in America, in New York, he started using a dictaphone.
Y al cabo de un año de estar en América, en Nueva York, empezó a usar el dictáfono.
So, but it was a problem to find people who would be willing to type.
Pero había un problema de encontrar a gente que quisiera pasarlo a máquina.
So there was one young man named Neil. He came to, as part of a school project to study Krishna consciousness.
Había un joven que se llamaba Neil que vino estaba haciendo un proyecto de escuela para estudiar la conciencia de Krishna.
And he agreed to type. At that time, Prabhupada was dictating Bhagavad Gita as it is.
Y estuvo de acuerdo en pasar a máquina. En ese entonces, Srila Prabhupada estaba traduciendo el Bhagavad Gita tal como es.
When Prabhupada went to San Francisco, this Neil was supposed to go with Prabhupada.
Cuando Prabhupada fue a San Francisco, este Neil, se supone que tenía que ir con Prabhupada.
But he had a bad drug habit, was taking LSD, and he just got lost.
Pero tenía un mal hábito, tenía el mal hábito de tomar LSD y se perdió por ahí.
So when I heard this, I wrote to Prabhupada from New York and said that I could type the tapes.
Cuando escuché esto, le escribí a Srila Prabhupada a Nueva York y le dije que yo podía escribir, pasar la máquina las cintas.
So here he says, ask Satsarupa to do the needful.
Y aquí él dice, pídele a Satsarupa que haga lo necesario.
When the devotee read this out loud, then some of the devotees laughed.
Cuando el devoto leyó esto en voz alta, algunos de los devotos se rieron.
It's a little hard to explain why they laughed.
Es un poco difícil de explicar por qué se rieron.
Partly it was just affection.
En parte era simplemente afecto.
But it's the way Prabhupada uses this expression, do the needful. It's a famous expression of his in English.
Pero la forma en que Srila Prabhupada usa esta expresión, haz lo necesario, es una expresión famosa de Prabhupada cuando habla inglés.
And here, in asking me to do the tapes, he's very much assuming that I will accept the menial relationship of doing what needs to be done, as he tells me.
Y aquí al decir esto, que pase las cintas, él
he assumes that I will accept the menial position.
Él asume, al decir esto, que yo aceptaré la posición sumisa y que haré lo necesario para...
And do what needs to be done.
Y haré lo que sea necesario hacer.
It's a little bit like, almost like a military officer ordering the soldier, or like the father telling the son, do it.
Es como el oficial militar ordenándole al soldado, o el padre al hijo, haz esto.
Not that he has to flatter or coax the person into doing it.
No tiene que adular a la persona para que lo haga.
So they laughed at to see the... the fact that Prabhupada was treating me in this way. Because actually in the very beginning, Prabhupada did flatter the devotees and didn't give them orders.
The
devotees would say, Prabhupada, do we have to wear this tilak out in public? He would say, no, you don't have to, but if you're not ashamed, you can do it. But, so I think this is a kind of, this expression is one that we all can adopt in our performing devotional service.
Esta expresión podemos adoptarla todos cuando hacemos el servicio.
Spiritual master should be able to say to us, do the needful.
El maestro espiritual tiene que poder decirnos, haz lo necesario.
And we should know what it is that needs to be done.
Y debemos saber qué es lo que se tiene que hacer.
So you don't stay on the mental platform and think, do I like to do this or not? Shall I do this or not?
No permaneces en la plataforma mental pensando, ¿tengo que hacer esto o no? ¿Me gusta o no me gusta?
It's something that needs to be done, so you do it.
Es algo que es necesario que...
Because that's your constitutional position to do the needful for the guru.
Porque esa es tu posición constitucional, hacer lo necesario para el guru.
In the same way, Krishna was saying to Arjuna, do the needful, fight.
De la misma manera, Krishna le decía a Arjuna, haz lo necesario, lucha.
Yes, here he says. Then he writes a letter to me. Oh no, yeah, to me. And says, here there is no typewriter or any typist.
Y luego me escribe una carta a mí diciendo, aquí no hay máquina de escribir ni nadie que lo pase a máquina.
Neil has not come here.
Neil no ha venido aquí.
I do not know where he is.
No sé dónde está.
Therefore, you have to type the tapes.
Por lo tanto, tú tienes que mecanografiar las cintas.
There is no other alternative.
No hay otra alternativa.
I could have said, Swamiji, I'm not a typist, I'm a college graduate, I'm a writer.
Yo podría haber dicho, Swamiji, yo no soy un mecanógrafo, yo soy, estoy graduado en la universidad y soy un escritor.
Anyway, I'm already working 8 hours a day in the welfare office and giving you all my money. Isn't that enough?
Ya estoy trabajando 8 horas en la oficina de servicios de beneficencia social y le estoy entregando todo mi dinero. ¿No es suficiente eso?
But he says, this is needful, there is no alternative. So we have to run all our affairs of the temple in that way. There's another excerpt, Prabhupada preaching in America, 1967. This is a letter to an old man who is the father of one of Prabhupada's disciples. The disciple was the temple president of the new Montreal, Canada Center. And the boy asked Prabhupada, could you please write to my father? He's very ill, he's dying. So Prabhupada never met this man, but he wrote him a letter. I have heard that you have been ailing since a long time. But I have heard that you are a great devotee of Lord Jesus Christ. It is very good.
Es muy bueno.
I am also an insignificant servant of Lord Jesus Christ.
Yo también soy un sirviente insignificante del Señor Jesucristo.
Because I am preaching the same message as Lord Jesus did.
Porque yo estoy predicando el mismo mensaje que predicó el Señor Jesús.
I preach God consciousness or Krishna consciousness.
Yo predico la conciencia de Dios o la conciencia de Krishna.
Fools thought that Lord Jesus Christ was dead by crucifixion.
Los tontos pensaron que el Señor Jesucristo murió en la cruz.
But he resurrected.
Pero él resucitó.
All living entities are parts and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and therefore they are also eternal.
Todas las entidades vivientes son partes y porciones del Señor Supremo, y por lo tanto también son eternas.
Prabhupada then goes on to encourage this old man who is dying.
Prabhupada entonces empezó a animar a este hombre viejo que estaba muriéndose.
And says that we have to tolerate these material sufferings and realize that we are eternal.
Y dijo que debíamos tolerar los sufrimientos materiales y darnos cuenta de que somos eternos.
And he advises them to chant the holy name of God, by which we can go back to Godhead. Prabhupada himself was on the verge of death shortly thereafter. He suffered a heart stroke and said he was supposed to have died. But Krishna saved him because his mission was not complete yet. So while he was in the hospital and unsure of whether he would recover, he wrote a letter to his disciple, Hayagriva. Who he had given the responsibility to for editing and getting published Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada used to call Bhagavad Gita Gita Upanishad. He writes to Hayagriva, although I am practically on the path of death, still I cannot forget about my publications. I wish that if I live or die, you should take very serious care for my publications. This shows us how important Prabhupada's books were to him.
Eso nos muestra cuán importantes eran los libros de Prabhupada para él.
That even after, he said, if I die, I want to be sure that you go on and publish my books, and I'll be satisfied.
Él dice que si muero, que puedes, que continúes publicando mis libros y yo estaré satisfecho.
And even in Prabhupada's last days, he said that if you read my books, I will live forever, something like that.
Y en los últimos, en sus últimos días, Prabhupada dijo que si leéis mis libros, viviré con vosotros para siempre.
So this refers to the first point we're making in this class, that we can be with Prabhupada in separation.
Eso se refiere al primer punto que mencionábamos en esta clase, que es que podemos estar con Prabhupada en separación.
He says he wants to go back to Vrindavan.
Él dice que quiere regresar a Vrindavan.
But then he says, I don't mind whether I die here or in Vrindavan.
Pero luego dice, no me importa si muero aquí o en Vrindavan.
Wherever there is Krishna, that is Vrindavan.
Donde quiera que esté Krishna, ese lugar es Vrindavan.
So we should follow this example and see our Prabhudatta Desh, whatever country it's in, as being as good as Vrindavan.
Así que debemos seguir este ejemplo y ver nuestro Prabhudatta Desh, sea donde sea este lugar, verlo como Vrindavan.
Even if we live and die here, it's not that we're dying in Spain or the material world.
Incluso si vivimos y morimos aquí, no es que estamos muriendo en España, en el mundo material.
When Prabhupada thought there was a good preaching opportunity, he was always ready to leave Vrindavan.
Cuando Prabhupada pensaba que había una buena oportunidad para predicar, estaba siempre dispuesto a abandonar Vrindavan.
And that's why in 1977, around Janmashtami time, he left Vrindavan, went to London.
Y por eso, en 1977,
and then he was enthusiastic to think, and after that I shall go back to New York City again.
And
then he said, but if I die there, you'll have to bury me on the roof. There's no other room there. When he was trying to recover from his health in Vrindavan, he assured the devotees in America that he wasn't going to stay in India, he would come back to them.
Cuando se estaba recuperando su salud en Vrindavan, él aseguró a los devotos de América que no se iba a quedar allí, que iba a regresar con ellos.
As soon as I'm a little fit to return to the field of battle,
tan pronto como esté un poco, me sienta un poco apto para regresar al campo de batalla,
I shall again be in your midst.
De nuevo estaré con vosotros.
Sounds just like one of the Maharatas from the Mahabharata.
Parece uno de los Maharatis del Mahabharata.
That he's been injured by some Brahmastras. Now his chariot is ready to come back on the field.
Él ha sido herido por algún brahmastra y ahora tiene su carro listo para regresar de nuevo al campo de batalla.
I want to read another letter from another letter showing Prabhupada's liberal attitude towards engaging people.
Voy a leer otra carta que muestra la actitud liberal de Prabhupada al ocupar a la gente.
He says to a devotee named Murari in 1967, I'm so glad you are playing music for Krishna.
Estoy muy contento de que estés tocando música para Krishna.
It is a great service of your talent.
Es un servicio de tu talento.
Anyone's special talent should be engaged in the service of the Lord.
Cualquiera que tenga un talento especial debe ocuparlo al servicio del Señor.
And thereby become successful in his life.
Y de este modo volverse. De ese modo tener éxito en su vida.
I think you can go on playing on your guitar and make it successful for Krishna Kirtan.
Yo creo que tú puedes continuar tocando tu guitarra y hacer esto un éxito para Krishna Kirtan.
You do not require to learn freshly about sitar.
no es necesario que aprendas
sitar.
Que aprendas a tocar el sitar.
So this young man, he loved to play his guitar.
A este joven le gustaba mucho tocar su guitarra.
Of course, he played the guitar before he became a devotee.
Por supuesto, él tocaba la guitarra antes de hacerse devoto.
Now he's playing it for Krishna.
Y ahora tocaba para Krishna.
But he thought, maybe I should learn the Indian proper Indian instrument.
Pero él pensaba, quizás debo aprender a tocar el instrumento adecuado de la India.
Prabhupada says, we are not meant for learning something new for the service of the Lord.
Y Prabhupada dice, no estamos hechos para aprender algo nuevo para el servicio del Señor.
But we have to engage whatever talents we have already got.
Sino que tenemos que ocupar los talentos que ya tengamos.
Our life is short, but any type of education is great and long.
Nuestra vida es corta, pero cualquier tipo de educación es larga y grande.
So the best part of valor is to utilize properly whatever qualifications we have got.
Así que la mejor parte del valor es utilizar apropiadamente.
So the best part of valor is to utilize properly whatever qualifications we have got.
Así que la mejor parte del valor es utilizar apropiadamente todas las cualidades
for the service of the Lord.
Para el servicio del Señor.
If you think still that you want a sitar,
si aún así piensas que quieres un sitar,
I will request you to make correspondence with Messrs. Dworkin and Sons, Calcutta.
Te aconsejo que te pongas en contacto con Miss Dworkin e hijos en Calcuta.
Hare Krishna. Any questions?
¿Alguna pregunta?
Well, try to follow the attitude that Prabhupada displayed.
Debemos tratar de seguir la actitud que Prabhupada mostró.
They want to know what do we accept Jesus Christ.
Ellos quieren saber si aceptamos a Jesucristo.
So we can assure them that we do.
Debemos asegurarles que sí.
And so we may also encourage them to follow Jesus Christ. And Prabhupada would point out the major failure of the so-called Christian to do that. For example, in their not following the commandment that thou shalt not kill. Because they kill the animals and eat the meat. And he would encourage them to chant the holy names of God, even if they want to chant the name of Christ, to chant the name, that name. This kind of preaching he did, we can do also. Do the needful. Well, on the one hand, it's natural that we cannot command an imitation of the way Prabhupada did. Order, yeah. Order is good enough. Yeah.
Order.
Go ahead.
Que no podamos, en un sentido es natural que no podamos ordenar tanto, so much, tanto como si la Prabhupada
lo tiene. Could I ask him to turn the light off? I think the spirit of do the needful is still current in ISKCON. It may not be carried out directly by the spiritual master himself in all details. He may tell a disciple to do the needful by following the authorities in his temple. It means do whatever is necessary in order to execute your duties. So if one, but also individuality is there to give a disciple service according to his tendency. In my case, I actually had this tendency to want to type Prabhupada's manuscripts. So once you have a particular service, then you have to do the needful to get it done. Individuality doesn't mean that you become whimsical and decide that you don't want to do your service. Of course, if you very much want that kind of relationship with your spiritual master, then you can ask him, please tell me what you want me to do. Give me orders. But because the spiritual master in this kind is often traveling to many different places, he may tell you that the need for, he may delegate that you, the needful for you is to follow your authorities.
Él puede delegar diciendo que lo necesario para ti es seguir a tus autoridades.
And do whatever you have to do your service.
Y hacer lo que se requiera para llevar a cabo tu servicio.
We shouldn't hesitate or be shy to do what we have to do for, to do our service.
No debemos titubear o ser tímidos para hacer lo que se requiera para llevar a cabo nuestro servicio.
There's a saying by Chanaka Pandit, the Prabhupada used to quote.
Hay un dicho de
in eating and in doing business, don't be shy. For those activities, you just have to be straightforward and go and do it. Don't be ashamed to say, I'm hungry, I would like some more rice, I would like some more sabji. And if you're going to be a Vaishya, you have to get that, go and get that profit, get that sale. So do the needful in order to get your objective. Another saying he used to quote was, if a girl is going to be a dancer and she goes on stage, then what is the sense of trying to cover herself with the veil? But you're, in that situation, your activity is to dance. So if I declare myself, or I'm given the order to do a certain service, say to distribute book, distribute Prabhupada's book, then I shouldn't be on the mental plane, how to do this, is this good for me, will this disturb the public? You should figure out expertly how to do all these things and do the needful. And even Srila Prabhupada, he would not so much bother himself with details. If devotees were preaching in the colleges in America and asked Prabhupada, how should we do this? He sometimes said, you know better than I how to do it. We just have to think, I shall do whatever is necessary to please my spiritual master and to win the prize, to get Sita back from Ravan. I will do whatever is necessary to win the prize, to return Sita Devi to Lord Rama. That was the spirit of the great servant Hanuman. In essence, Ram said to him, do the needful, Hanuman. Hanuman didn't have to ask, well, if it gets rough, can I burn down their city? Can I kill them? Should I send back a message for asking for help? He just told to do the needful. But you have to be an intelligent disciple and do what is actually pleasing to the spiritual man. All right, so this is just a little tiny piece of a drop of Prabhupada nectar this morning. And I hope we can go on doing this, not just for centennial, but many, many centennials. In many, many lifetimes.
En muchas vidas.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.